Man, I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Thank you. That was just spectacular. When I picked this title out, I thought, man, that's going to be really cool to have a Lionel Richie song in church. And you guys just nailed it. Thank you so much. Woo! So one of the things that I want to make sure that I say to you is that, and Carice, I thank you for this, by bringing attention to our opening statement and our mission and vision, that the most important thing that we do is pray for each other, is pray with each other. That's the most important thing we do. And we do it out loud, we do it silently, we hold people in our hearts. If you send out a thought of positive, kind regard to another, you have prayed. And so I would like us, easy like Sunday morning, to send out positive, kind regard to everyone. And I do mean everyone, especially those who are hurting, especially those who are in impossible situations that only God knows the answer and solution to. So I just wanted to stress that first. If we had more time, I would do an open mic moment with you and ask you what it is you want when you come to church. What do you want? So I wrote down a few guesses about what you might want. So here's some ideas. You might want connection with other people. You might want the quiet of meditation. You might want to pick up a little bit of joy. You might want to connect with your friends that you see on Sundays and maybe not anywhere else, or maybe once during the week, but you come to see your friends here. You come because you love to give willing service to this community. You come because you want information and inspiration that you can use in your daily life. So am I covering pretty much the bases there of what you want when you come to church? And then we get, you know, like the gravy, the icing, whatever you want to call those good toppers, you know, the sprinkles, of amazing music, of a lot of times really good food, and the opportunity just to be up here on this hill with whatever magic happens here and take a little bit of it home with us. But do you ever get to a point in your week where you're like, man, I wish I felt as good as I did on Sunday morning? Sometimes that can happen like Sunday afternoon. For sure, Monday. So what I wanted to talk about is just how we can kind of ease back into what's important to us and what touches us during the week. Because there are people in the world that you know are Sunday church people, and that's what they do. They go to church on Sunday, and then they live their lives. You go to church on Sunday, and then you live what church is about throughout your week. And so what I'm offering here are just a few things that you might do, some practical things. If you're a note taker, you might want to take notes. If you're not, turn on your memory thing. So what I might suggest to you is to go back out and to text someone or call someone just to say hi. How you doing? Or as I do, I call somebody and go, hey! And that's a joyful thing to say to somebody. So you want to just practice it together? Hey! Oh, no, no. No, no, no. No, y'all said, hey. It's, hey. Hey. See how good that makes you feel? I can tell you the person on the other end of the line is either going to love it or think you're nuts, but that's okay. You feel good. Hey. Hey, how you doing? You can sit in silence. And, yeah. Y'all, I don't know if y'all heard what Jim said. He said, person on the other end of the line might go, who the hell is this? It's a good chance. Thank you. Okay, now. Trying to be serious here. Sit in silence and remember what it was, that moment that felt so perfect for you. Because you know your subconscious doesn't know that it happened a few days ago. Your subconscious, everything is right now. So just recall a moment that made you feel wonderful and sit in it, because that same spirit is present in you right then and right there. So you can bring that back to yourself. You might also find out that some of the steps you've been needing to take in your life, it's going to bug you not to take it. And so that might be the next thing that you do, to bring back some of that inspiration that you might have felt on Sunday morning, is to go, wow, I got this. And now is my next step. Because coming to church is not only what you want, but it's also looking at what you need when you come to church. What do you need? And that is not to say that we lack, because we've got all these 12 powers. We've got all these. But there may be a healing need in your life. There may be something that has been coming up that you're saying, yeah, but I don't want to talk about that thing that's bugging me, because then I'll be upset. Or I might cry. Or I might have to do something about it. Guess what? It's already running the show. So let it go ahead and come on up and find the support that you need to heal the next thing that needs healing. You know, I love it that the Daily Word was about healing today, because I haven't brought you very many Bible stories, but I'm going to bring you one today. There's a story in John about a man who had a condition in which he couldn't walk. And at one of the gates into Jerusalem, it's called the Sheep Gate, there were these like pillars, and there was a pool. And this pool was supposed to have healing powers, because the angels would come and stir the water. So, you know, this is going to be, if you put it into scientific terms, this would be some kind of a natural spring that bubbled up. So this man wanted the healing from the spring, but he needed somebody to carry him into the water at the time the angels were stirring it up so that he could be healed. So Jesus comes upon this man, and he says, do you want to be healed? Oh, I forgot to add, the man had been on his pallet by the pool for 38 years. 38 years. It's in John 5, if you want to look it up. And so Jesus said, do you want to be healed? And the man said, yes, but I can't get anybody to carry me to the pool when the waters are being stirred up. And Jesus said, yeah, but do you want to be healed? A man says, yeah. And Jesus said, then stand up and walk. And he did. Now, that's one of those healings that we don't know how Jesus did that. That was a different circumstance. And there are a lot of Bible scholars who would say that this man exemplified the idea of hope. For 38 years, he kept up his hope for a healing. And I can see that explanation. But I have a little different interpretation that I think I got from my Bible teacher. 38 years. Think about that. And he wanted somebody else to do the work for him, to take him to that pool for 38 years. You ever carry something around with you that needs healing for 38 years? Yeah. Jesus said, get up and walk. Go do it. And he did. So for me, that story means he had that in him, unrealized, that could be healed. So can you see that interpretation as well?
Yes.
And that is something that we come here for, is to discover those unhealed parts of ourselves so that we can make it right with God, so that we don't carry it around anymore. Because just imagine everything that is unhealed in your life, just imagine putting it all in a little bag and picking up that bag every morning before you get out of bed, dragging it around with you. So sometimes we come here for what we need. And so I would ask you this. What is the next thing that is up for examination, prayer, affirmative response, and then taking action? Because you and God have got it. That's one thing that you might come here for that you need. What's your area of growth? If you're shy, it might mean reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to before. It can be that simple. Not easy, but simple to reach out to somebody you've never talked to before and just say, hey. I haven't ever talked to you before, and I see you. And I would like to be seen. We all want to be seen. One of the greatest things that we can do harm with is to not see people. Now, don't intrude. You know, you don't get to grab somebody as they walk out the door and go, hey, I never met you before. But to stretch beyond yourself. Meet somebody you haven't met before. If you see somebody that's got a name tag on, that's a brand new name tag, make sure you do that. And speaking of, I'm so pleased that we have with us today a whole contingent of Unity from Unity of San Antonio, including Reverend Jimmy Scott, I'm sorry, who are here to be with us in our service today. They've been here for a retreat. Can y'all just stand up for a minute so we can say thank you for being here today? Jimmy Scott and I go back, man. We served on the licensing and ordination team together. We've been at a million conferences together. We discovered that maybe we are never too aged, like fine wine or good cheese, to come back into ministry and do our work. So glad you're here, San Antonio. We appreciate you. your area of growth might be to ask for help, to ask for prayer. And you know there's not one person in this place who wouldn't stop and pray with you. And sometimes praying with somebody else means this. Rick, come here, I'm going to pray with you for a second. So let's just say I came up to you and said, Rick, I'd like you to pray with me, and all you have to do is look in my eyes and know the truth of me and say amen. And it's done.
It is so.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one, Rick. There. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad you prayed with me. Thank you. It might be that you haven't yet volunteered for something you'd like to volunteer about with. So, the next step that you've been waiting for, go ahead and take it. The next person you've been waiting to meet and didn't know, meet them. Go home and listen to the service again. Grab onto that music again. Grab onto these words. Grab onto the laughter that we share. Thank God we laugh with each other. Think of the one thing that sticks with you through the week and apply it to your life. Use it. Use it. And beloved, pray and pray and pray. That's how you bring what we do here together throughout every day of your week. Let's pray. Deep breath. Exhale anything that needs to be out of you. Just exhale it. And so we hold each other in this wonderful, loving safety net of this community. And we know that it includes people who aren't here today. We know that it includes people who are our friends that are traveling, not able to be with us today. We know that it includes people who worship and pray just a few miles down the road in San Antonio. And so we hold their community as well. And during this hour between 11 and 12, throughout this country, there are people coming together in the Christian faith. We hold them too. And our Muslim brothers and sisters that are praying five times every day. Let's try praying with them five times in our day. And our Jewish brothers and sisters who had their Sabbath from Friday night until last night. We honor their practice. We honor their devotion. To our Buddhist brothers and sisters, their prayer beads are our prayer beads. Their chants are our chants. For those who find the majesty of creation in nature. We embrace them. In fact, we embrace all living things. Notice how your heart expands to hold all of this, because there is limitless space there. And so for those who are known to us, those who are unknown to us, those that we know as well as our own breath, and those that are away from us feeling broken, we embrace, because that is what we do as people of God, people living in God, God living in us. Breathe. And breathe out love this time. All your breaths, breathe out love. Breathe out healing. You don't have to know how it works. Breathe it out. And for all this goodness, for all this blessing, for all that has come before, and for all that is yet to be, we embrace it and give thanks for all of it. And so it is.